This show is a part of the Podnuts Network. Find more shows like this at www.podnuts.com.
On the edge of real and cyberspace, there's one place you can go.
Welcome to Nightwise.com.
Nightwise.com.
Tired of choosing between Macs, Linux, and OS X? Listen to the Nightwise.com podcast and learn how to slide from operating system to operating system using our hack tips and tweaks for cross-platform geeks. Tune tech into your way of life and let technology work for you instead of the other way around.
On the edge of real and cyberspace, there's one place you can go, and you found it. Welcome to Nightwise.com, the one and only podcast with hacks, tips, and tweaks for cross-platform geeks. Whether you're a Windows, Linux, OS X, iOS, Android, or Sun Solaris user, we have the stuff you need to tune tech into your way of life and let technology work for you. My name's Nightwise, and for the coming 60 minutes or so, I'll be your host on this episode of the Nightwise.com podcast, KW706 Storytime. For more information and the show notes, head on over to the website, www.nightwise.com, that's KNIGHTWISE.com, where you'll find the links to everything we talk about and the Nightwise.com media feed. Subscribe to that feed and get all of the Nightwise.com content delivered to your podcatcher automatically, letting technology work for you. If you want to get in touch with us, you can. Feedback at nightwise.com is the email address, but you can have a lot more fun by joining our Google Plus community over at nightwise.com/Google Plus, all one word. If you want to follow us on Facebook, you can, nightwise.com/Facebook, or there's, of course, also Twitter, nightwise.com/Twitter. Plenty of ways to find us, keep track of us, and spread the word. Hey guys and girls, how are you? First of all, let me start off by wishing all of my American listeners happy Thanksgiving, happy Black Friday, happy holidays. No matter what religion, race, or nationality you are, I'll just hope that you had a nice Thursday and Friday. So, yeah, that's it. We have another episode of the Nightwise.com podcast for you today, and by popular demand, we have been stalked on all social media by somebody whose name shall not be named to please do another Storytime edition. And here it is, especially for that holiday weekend in the States and for all the rest of the world, just because it's Thursday and Friday, and after Thursday and Friday comes the weekend. Well, if you don't know what Storytime is, you're in for a little bit of a treat. Once in a while, we do an episode where I write up some articles and then I read them to you. I mix them down with some cool music and you get a nice piece of, well, let's call it, you know, atmospheric radio. Well, not atmospheric, but, you know, nice and moody radio stuff to put your headphones up and get a big, big cup of coffee or a big cup of tea and just go crawl into a couch somewhere and listen. We have two stories for you today, who are kind of fitting for the time of the year, so I hope you will enjoy this episode of Storytime. We have music from the new album of Planet Bulex in between, and we have good friend of the show, Conrad Voyak, closing off the show with some excellent feedback. Plenty of stuff to get through, so let's get into the meat of the matter.
Thank you.
why turning off your notifications is better for you than you think. As I stack away the last empty suitcase, it's official. Our annual summer holiday is now over. A 2-week road trip through the south of France with just me and my family has left me relaxed and revitalized for the coming months amidst the busy mayhem of my modern-day overconnected life. The great thing about going abroad are the insane roaming charges for data communications. At 1.5 euros for every 10 measly megabytes, you do the right thing and turn the data reception on your smartphone off. The result? A notification-free Zen zone that lets you rediscover what it's like not to be bossed around by technology. Notifications, alerts, pop-ups, dings and doodahs are the overconnected mother-in-law that will never leave you in peace. There used to be a time when people were unreachable. They would be away from their home phone and nowhere near a payphone. There was just no way in hell you could get in touch with them, even if it was urgent. All you could do is wait. Back then, we did not wonder if that person might have been abducted by aliens or stepped into a transdimensional rift. There was no cause for alarm or general panic. They were just unreachable at the time. The very notion of this unreachable concept is, of course, absurd today. Now we do not only have to be available and connected every second of the day, we also need those connections to be so instantaneously, so direct, that the notifications of their arrival have become a priority to whatever activity our human lives behold at that very moment. Vibrations, pop-ups, notification balloons, unread counters, flashing LEDs, short of setting our pants on fire whenever a new email arrives, our smartphones seem to think that the digital flow of communications should take precedence on whatever activity we are performing at that specific moment. Now, if we go back to the days of Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks and You've Got Mail, and you only got mail once or twice a day, it would be quite nice to have your computer blab out that AOL jingle whenever a new piece of electronic correspondence arrived in your mailbox. But these days, that's not the case anymore. We get boatloads of emails, notifications, instant messages, tweets, tags, and more. But it seems like every single event still gets the same pop-up sound that sent Meg Ryan on her way to a fake orgasm in an overcrowded diner. Or was that a different movie? Whatever, but the paradox lies in the fact that as the quantity of these informational events rises, their quality diminishes. The messages are higher in frequency but shorter in content. What used to be a 150-line email with one You've Got Mail jingle now consists of 150 separate instant messages, each with their own separate ding. And if we draw that analogy up a level, just imagine your mailman ringing your doorbell every single time he drops a flyer or a piece of spam into your mailbox. I think by day 3 you would be ready to shoot the poor man. But we accept this level of interruptions from our technology devices every day. The result is fragmented reality. With your virtual world constantly interrupting your real space, your attention span gets shattered and you experience the world around you in a distracted and shallow way. I've called this symptom diminished presence, because even when you are in a real conversation with somebody, you're not really there with them. The actual moment and connection you have with this other person gets interrupted by dozens of other fragmented interactions from cyberspace, who in turn fragment your interaction and attention span in real space. The result? Reality confetti. The way you experience your day, your life, is cut up in small, incoherent pieces, leaving you with a feeling of confusion, disconnection, and loss. You ask yourself the question, what did I actually talk about over dinner last night? So retake your life. Remaster your technology. What can you do? Do you have to throw away your digital devices? Buy a chuck wagon and hide up somewhere in the mountains? No, don't worry. I'm not going to go that far. You can still be the hyper-connected super nerd who is the closest thing to Tony Stark your friends will ever know. But your interactions with technology need to be on your terms. How are you going to do that? Well, here are some pointers. This is a notification to turn off your notifications. The first thing you need to start doing is turning off your notifications. Whenever, whether those are email, Facebook, tweets, RSS feed, Foxer messages, dirty pics via Snapchat, or what have you, make sure they no longer have any audio or vibrational notifications on your mobile device. In other words, if you are not actually looking at the device, you won't know they are there. Yeah, it will be hard at first. You will suffer from withdrawal and constantly check your phone to see if there is something new there. But that will pass. At least this way, you won't be interrupted by a random spam email from Runkeeper at the very second you want to kiss the girl, boy, or anime drawing of your dreams. The point is that the interactions with your informational streams are going to be on your terms. Just turning the sounds and vibrations on my phone off have given me more focus on my moments in reality when I need or want them. I still check my phone when I'm bored, but I'm not Pavlov's dog that starts to slobber for new info whenever the bell rings. Second tip. Disengage the creational from the communicational. This is for you creative types out there. Try writing / composing / drawing / singing or creating something while you need to keep track of 5 Facebook chats. The chances the end product of this labor of constant interruption and attention diversification will look like some piece of homework your dog ate, pooped out, ate again, and then threw up. And still, you thought it was going to look great, but the constant interruptions completely fragged and fracked it up for you. The answer here is to split the devices that you use for creating and consuming content and those that you use to communicate. I read and watch movies on my tablet. Facebook, email, Twitter, and all the rest of my social media are on my communicator, my phone. There is no shame in having multiple devices if they each serve a specific purpose. And the final tip, let technology work for you. We say it over and over again. So, try to be your own little Sarah Connor and pick up the fight against the machine. Imagine your cell phone is that evil Terminator and wants to hunt down any coherent perception of reality and blow your attention span to smithereens with its arsenal of pushy notifications and ding-dongs. Take back what is yours, mastery of technology. The fact that you operate your devices, you drive your car when and where you want to. You do not eat when the microwave tells you to. If your microwave tells you things, you should clean it more often. And you use your phone to communicate when you want to communicate. Forget the modern urge to constantly be on top of things. If you were a 90s stockbroker who managed to make the deal of a lifetime because he instantly got it on his BlackBerry, that's just good for you. But if you read that direct message on Twitter 20 minutes later than it has been sent, I'm sure the world is not going to grind to a halt. I close off by saying, take a step back from the churning river of push notifications and retake your position as a master of your technology. This is your final notification to turn off your notification, because it's good for you. My old computer? I just threw it away. As the words slide carelessly from the lips of whoever speaks them in my vicinity, I internally cringe and heave a silent sob. Whenever we pass by a recycling center, I dare not even peek at the stacks of deserted and discarded desktop towers, piled up on top of each other, mainboards and delicate electronics exposed to the elements in a way that is just not right. So do I weep for old, discarded technology? No. Recycling is a good thing. Reducing computers that have crossed the threshold of their digital lifespans to their raw elements is the right thing to do. Yet, some of them can still receive the touch of life once more. Some of them still have it in them to go round the bend once more before they are finally put out to pasture. Because waste is such a waste. I tell you, my friends, there are heroes out there, skulking in the shadows behind these discarded piles of technology. They use coy and cunning to catch some of those retired beige boxes before they meet their doom in the hands of some shady shredder. As they skulk off with their loot towards darkened sheds and underground lairs, they face the wrath of the modern consumption industry, who are only out to sell. Buy, use, discard! The giants of consumption boom from their neon-colored signs in the shop windows. Is your laptop becoming a little slow? Throw it away. Buy a new one. Is your MP3 player too small for your music collection? Throw it away. Buy a new one. Well, sure, that monitor still functions perfectly, but it's not big enough anymore. Throw it away. Buy a new one. Words like save, tinker, repair, reuse, and restore are not in the dictionary, because we consumers must only buy more and more and more. So hidden away in their darkened sheds, the Robin Hoods of discarded desktops smile as they drag home their prize. An old 17-inch laptop, Centrino processor, hopelessly underpowered for today's Windows 8 hardware requirements. An old PC tower harnessing the power of an even older Pentium 4 processor, its stability impaired through clogged up fans inside a beige box that has never been opened nor maintained. They are but the latest find in a procession of many prizes/challenges that the digital Robin Hood has whisked from the claws of oblivion. Because this maven knows that these machines still have a second life in them. The only thing left to do is to unlock it. So, is this an act of greed? Of running into the night with a poached gadget snatched free of charge? No. Most of the time, these Robin Hoods sport their latest gadgets as latest goods themselves. They have everything they need. So why do they do it? Well, because of the challenge. A laptop thrown out by its owner is nothing more than a taunting challenge for these digital mavens, because it takes skill, knowledge, patience, and creativity to find ways to not only bring these machines back to life, but also to give them a new purpose. So gently and patiently, the clogged up fans are cleaned, the hard drives are wiped and checked, the optical drives see the dust clear from their lenses, and the broken parts are replaced with pillaged spares from other dead or dying systems. The end result? A rebirth at the hands of a creative technomeister who avidly hacks away at the dogma of never repair, never reuse that has become the standard of our mass production, mass consumption society. As the trusty, once discarded machine was back to life, it is ready to face the battlefield one final time. Sometimes that's in a completely different role. A trusty designer's workstation is now a narrow casting machine serving up the information to a large TFT display in a little shop. The old laptop with the broken display finds that it is still powerful enough to become a home server. The P4 has gotten some extra RAM, a new operating system, and is the center of attention for some eager 4-year-old toddler who has just gotten her very own computer. The point being here, they have a whole new lease on life. Society tells us this kind of behavior is to be frowned upon when done for financial gain. Perhaps there is a grain of truth in that. Selling one man's trash as another man's treasure is just clever marketing. But as I said, these are digital Robin Hoods. After restoring what had been rejected, there is nothing more fulfilling than giving that away to those who cannot keep up with the high, demanding financial pace of modern day life. So, as the turkey cools on your Thanksgiving table and you rush out towards your Black Friday purchases, take a moment before you take out your digital trash. Challenge yourself to become a digital Robin Hood and restore or reuse what you are about to reject. Bring a tinge of joy to those who may never be able to afford that one new shiny gadget you just bought. Bring them the gift of knowledge and kindness, not only in knowing how to turn that old P4 into a playroom arcade, but also bring them the simple gift of penniless joy to those who need it most.
You're listening to the Nightwise.com podcast with hacks, tips, and tweaks for cross-platform geeks.
Take pictures with Nightwise. Brought to you by Konrad Dvojak of KonradMakesPhotos.com. Today's photography show is sponsored by your local Lenshut. Lenshut, protecting your lens even when you don't know about it. Hello, Nightwise listeners and photography enthusiasts. This is your photography host, Konrad, with a K, of course. I've recently held a photography workshop for beginners, and after hours of talking about complex technical stuff, one of my students approached me and asked a simple but very important question. What is this black and round piece of plastic empty in the middle that came with a lens? Dear listeners, it is a lens hood. You should attach it in the front of the lens. A lens hood mainly prevents light, like sun or other light sources, to enter a lens from a side, and it prevents glare or so-called lens flare. You know, those circles of light that sometimes appear in pictures. But a lens hood also has a very important second function. It protects your lens, especially the front glass. If you, for example, hit something with the front of your lens and you don't have a lens hood on, there is a pretty good chance that the front glass of your lens will shatter into pieces, and the only good place for your lens will be in a trash can. Lens hood will prevent it in most cases. For Nightwise.com, Konrad with a K, of course. For more tips and tricks, videos and photo inspirations, visit KonradMakesPhotos.com.
Well, that's all we have time for this week on Nightwise.com, the one and only podcast with hacks, tips, and tweaks for cross-platform geeks. I hope you enjoyed the show, and if you do, please help us spread the love and bring more Nightwise.com listeners into the fold. Share our posts on the social media with your friends, in your circles, in your groups. Retweet our tweets, point people towards the website, and if there's a good episode, even if it's a little older or it's in the archives, pick it up and send it to somebody who you think might need a cross-platform fix to slide across operating system and have his or her technology work for his, for her or him, or his or her, or, oh, wow, it's getting late. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I hope it sticks between your ears a little bit next time you see an old piece of machinery discarded away, or you get another ding on your smartphone just as you are about to sit down with your loved ones. We will be back next week with a video episode, KW707. The season is growing, and We are pumping out more episodes every single week. Until then, please send us your feedback, feedback@nightwise.com. If you have an audio comment or want to contribute to the show by sending us an audio recording, please do so. If you want to do it on video, you can even do that. We challenge you to become our community video producer, just like Daniel Messner will be doing next week, as he will unlock the secrets of Tor and the Pirate Bay browser, hiding away your traffic from the nosies from the NSA. That and more coming up next week on Nightwise.com. Until then, let technology work for you and not the other way around. See you guys on the flip side. Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Nightwise.com podcast, the show with hacks, tips, and tweaks for cross-platform geeks. Send your feedback, questions, or start your own personal flame war by contacting us directly on feedback@nightwise.com or following us on Twitter, Facebook, or Google+. You can support the show by sharing it with your friends or writing us a nice iTunes review at www.nightwise.com/iTunes. Or, if you have some credits to spend, click the PayPal button on the Nightwise.com website to help us pay the bills. Just remember, there is real life outside cyberspace! But it's not all that important.